Hey, what's happening? I think this is episode 143. And so I got a lot of things to say, as you can tell, because I'm wearing a mask. You can't see my face. So you don't even know if it's me. It could be someone else.
I'm going to put Tallow Balm on so I can fix my bleeding knuckles.
Wow.
I was in a gang fight the other day. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
You're in a gang.
Fight.
When were you gonna tell me?
Now on the air.
Oh, thanks.
Are you sure you're not in a gang?
I mean, you never know. It's
I mean, based on the
possible.
way you look, I mean.
Yeah.
So are you gonna take that off or?
No, I'm gonna do this the entire episode.
Wait, you weren't kidding about that? You're
Okay.
literally going to wear that the
Okay.
whole
No,
time.
you're right. All right.
You've got to
Anyway.
use your indoor voice.
Wow. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at the Hopitarian, and you can follow her at Petite Nikoko. I feel like we should start promoting her
Promoting our
social media accounts, I
social
guess.
media
They're gonna hear that.
accounts. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Everybody doesn't watch the video, so they don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm just putting on Tallow Balm. I'm sorry if it sounds weird.
No, they're gonna get that sensation, when people listen to ASMR, like
Yeah, but
you.
you gotta stop talking now. Here, wait. Okay, I'll stop being weird.
All right. So let's just, after doing all that, all the ASMR stuff, we're gonna get right into
Where's
the.
our, what about our sponsor for today?
Oh yeah, that's right. Our sponsor today is the mask that you can wear on your face. You can put it on your feet, I guess, in case you don't want your feet to be seen.
You can just put on shoes.
Well, if you're inside, you don't want to wear shoes inside,
You could
right?
put on socks
Well, you don't want to dirty up your socks. You want to dirty up something else, you can wear a mask.
on your feet.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about the medical mask they wear when you're sick or if you have COVID. But you can wear this nice black mask that you don't want anyone to see your face, especially if you're saying some things
Wouldn't that
that.
mean you're doing blackface?
Yeah, but I'm not putting makeup on my face. This is okay. This is the safe way of doing blackface. You can
All
wear a
right.
black mask on your face. So there you go. So the mask, promo code HAPA, HAPA for 10% off, and I really appreciate the
And how
support.
much is it?
Oh, I mean, it's the usual $19.99.
Oh.
Everything's $19.99. Not everything, but everything that people promote.
It's
Especially
nice.
online, you're watching TV and this advertisement comes on. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, for
If you're
$280
calling
pay.
it The Mask, isn't that the name of a movie?
It is a movie, yeah.
All right, anyway, I guess we should just get into our topics now, and you should probably take that off
Yeah, yeah.
unless you want to keep wearing that. You can wear it Tim
Sorry,
Pool style and just.
that sponsor's probably not gonna last too long for us. But anyway, so. This, I don't know. I understand why he wears this. It looks kind of cool on camera. It's pretty
I
nice.
mean, it does look good on you.
Yeah. Anyway, so now all the people who are like, oh, you like Tim Pool. Anyway, so the first thing we're going to talk about, I mean, I don't know.
The first thing we're going to talk about is
No, we're going to talk about Kanye, or Ye, I guess he's known as now, or
how come it's
whatever that
spelled
is called.
Yee? How come we don't call him Yee?
No, it's Ye, Kanye.
It should be Y-A-Y, yay.
Yay. Yay. That's what he says when he goes home. Yeah, I did it. I did good today.
You said yeah. Can
Yeah.
you imagine if he called himself yeah?
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just constantly saying yeah. But anyway, so people have been talking about this, especially on social media. Oh my gosh, he's Kanye. This is really proves that he's an anti-Semite. He don't like Jewish people. The thing that I'm wondering about it is, okay, so anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about,
Maybe
why
we
we're
should go through
even,
that thread first, because
do you want
not
to go through
everybody, I mean, probably everybody, but not everyone
knows what we're talking
might know what
about?
we're talking about, other than they just know who Kanye is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's one of the most popular, I guess now controversial, but one of the most popular musical artists ever. So yeah, there was this thread that kind of went down talking about his appearance on InfoWars with everybody's favorite host, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'm sure Alex Jones is just thrilled about this because first he owes, what is it, like $3 trillion?
A ridiculous amount, yeah.
For that Sandy Hook stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now he has a guy in a gimp mask saying a bunch of random things that would probably offend most people.
Well, see, here's the thing that I was kind of wondering about. It's like everybody's getting their opinions in, including us, obviously. And people are saying, you know, he shouldn't be saying this, he should be canceled, whatever. But I'm kind of just wondering, like, he's able to say this, and I don't know, is he going to be canceled for this? I don't think so. Because, I mean, one, he's already like, super popular anyway. And
but he's
super,
also kind of like Alex Jones. Like, at what point would you be, like, even if he was canceled?
Yeah.
He'd still be popular, probably, because he's Kanye.
Well, I mean, it's like when, and again, I am not comparing these situations. I'm just kind of saying that it's, I guess, a similar situation. But that's like when Owen Benjamin was talking about on Twitter about the hormone blockers for like 3 or 4 year olds. I can't remember what the age was. I think it was 3 or 4 or whatever. And he pretty much got kicked off of Twitter and basically any other social media that you can think of.
Speaking of Owen Benjamin, he started reading Owen Benjamin jokes on the air.
Actually,
he was apparently, so this tweet starts off with the saying that Kanye is on InfoWars in a gimp suit going full Hotep with, quote, "Africans were in America before the pilgrims, we are the Indians," end quote. And this whole thread was by, what was the ad again?
Turbo Thad.
Anyway, so they were just kind of going point by point of what happened during the show. So apparently then he pulled out a small net and a bottle of Yoo-hoo and he said, quote, "We have a Benjamin Netanyahu here. Get it?"
Yeah.
I think someone's getting a little crazy.
Yeah. And then shakes the net like a puppet doing a high-pitched doll voice. "Hey, Alex, I'm Benjamin Netanyahu."
Netanyahu.
Yeah. Wow. He's really going after the hey, Net and Yahoo. So there you go. And then it says, Alex just tried to do an outro to commercial after only a few minutes of interview, and Kanye sneaks in a non sequitur, quote, "I like Hitler," unquote, before they can cut. Kanye, quote, "I have some jokes about Ben Shapiro by Owen Benjamin I want to read," unquote. Kanye, quote, "Hey, Alex, if I say something negative about Mossad, is that misogynistic?"
Like,
kind of clever.
But like, are all these one-liners and all this act that he put on? Did Alex just not know that this was going to happen? Because people who were watching this were saying that, everyone thinks Alex is kind of crazy. But when they were watching this, Kanye made Alex look normal, which is like,
yeah,
really crazy. So I don't know if he just was like, yeah, you can come on and we'll just talk about.
Well, this was after his appearance on TimCast.
Yeah, which apparently he walked out of.
Yeah, he walked out, and I guess
this could have happened on TimCast. That would have been,
yeah. Maybe that's the reason why he was kind of pushing back and actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did see someone say, and it was a good point. And it was basically saying, well, Tim Pool was saying, I think this was a private conversation. I don't remember if this was actually on the air. But he was basically saying, oh yeah, Kanye could get the black vote. But then he was saying, well, you know, I judge everyone individually. So it's like, okay, so you're saying that, but then you talk about him as, you can get the black vote because, you know, you're black, and if you run for president, you could probably get a lot of the black vote. Hmm. So
I didn't watch the show, so I don't remember.
It's kind of a weird thing to kind of say or whatever, but, you know, it's, I don't know. It was kind of an interesting point. So apparently even like Laura Loomer called in and Alex brightens up that someone else has entered the picture, like a man begging for a lifeline. Oh, thank goodness someone's here to say something and, you know, to kind of break the ice a little bit. And then I guess he also goes into a prayer, Kanye. Kanye has now demanded they stop the interview to go into prayer. Quote, this is a pretty long prayer, so don't cut me off halfway through. And so he, you know, does the whole thread thing. And another thing too about, and I guess he was some.
You didn't read the best part.
You want to read the part?
Yeah, that one right there.
Okay. Long prayer by Ye and Alex post prayer. Well, good time to cut the break. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here in a sane asylum world. Kanye interjects. What did you mean by that, Alex? Backtracking. Nothing. Like the whole world's crazy. We're all crazy. Cuts the commercial. Good one, Alex. Awkward. That was a good one. So yeah, I mean, it was just a complete and utter shit show, I guess you could say. And so it's weird. Kanye's been doing this like
make a controversy.
Well, because he was on, and it was before Tim Pool's show, I believe, where he was on with Lex Fridman. And Lex Fridman was kind of like, hey, he was like, don't say that. It was like a more of a calmer way, I think, because, you know, everyone says that Lex Fridman's a robot, basically.
I don't know. I haven't seen the show, so.
But it's kind of like, it was kind of like escalating almost in a way where it's like, okay, here is him being the calm Kanye, even he was also kind of getting upset and pushing back. And then with the Tim cast, he's like, okay, I'm just going to walk out because he had Milo and Nate Fuentes with him. Yeah. And they all kind of walked. Well, Kanye walked out, and then I guess the other two were like, well, man, I guess we're going to have to walk out too, I suppose. And then with the Alex Jones thing, he just went full on. This is what I was going to do before. This is what I wanted to do, but I wasn't able to, so I'll do it on Alex Jones' show because he'll let me do it, I guess.
So what's your theory on why he's doing this?
Well, part of me is wondering if he's doing this to maybe expose people who say, oh, you know, for freedom of speech and you can say whatever you want and all that. And so he's trying to like see if people who say they're free speech absolutists are actually stating, like they actually are going to say that, because, you know, I mean, you could say one thing, but then you hear this and go, oh, I don't know. You shouldn't be talking about the Jewish question. Don't, you know, that's not good. We're not allowed to say, hey, you know, this, it's possible that these people, a lot of these people are in these leadership roles and are like, you know, controlling the banks or whatever you want to believe. I mean, I think Kanye should be able to say this stuff, you know, and it was him and Kyrie Irving, who's a basketball player.
Do you think he's trolling though? Cause like saying, I love Hitler. Come on. He's like that guy in that one. Was it like that one local TV interview where that guy was like, it was like a black guy saying that he was like a cab driver, and he was saying that that he can be that he can be a Nazi too or something like
that. That's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen, because he's just like, no, you don't have to be white, you could be anybody could be a Nazi.
Yeah,
but my favorite part of the whole video is at the end of that clip is where the guy goes, you know that 6 million Jews were killed by Nazis. He's like, I have no comment on that. I'm good. I don't want to talk about that.
Another important topic that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Something that nobody wants to talk about, but it's nobody. Very, very
apparently
important.
People do want to talk about it.
Santa Claus included.
Yeah. Look,
Santa Claus is a bad man. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Santa, Satan.
Wow. How dare you?
I don't know.
No. Breaking news. Apparently it's very controversial that, controversial, I can't say that word.
Controversial.
That we are not going to do the Santa Claus thing. Mm-hmm. I have to say that now, because if you say do Santa Claus, then it sounds really wrong.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That song.
Look, I've never seen an Asian Santa Claus, or a half Asian Santa Claus, so you can't even pretend to be Santa Claus.
There's a black Santa Claus, a Muslim Santa Claus, a white Santa Claus, as you know.
Yeah, so I guess because it's Christmas soon, people have brought up that we need to be lying to our kid and tell them that Santa Claus is real instead of teaching them about actual Saint Nicholas.
Right.
Apparently that's not okay, but we need to talk, we need to teach them that Santa Claus is going to come down our chimney, even though we don't have a chimney, which means he's going to come through a window. Okay. He's going to break in like a burglar, but instead of taking things, he's going to bring you things.
Hmm. What if you don't have a chimney? Oh, you have a chimney.
He's going to come through the window. He's going to break the window. Okay. He's going to pick lock the door.
Right.
He's going to come in, but he's the opposite of a thief because he's going to bring you stuff.
That's right.
But then he's going to eat your cookies and drink your milk. And then
But they tell him, hey, you can have my milk. So
he's going to do that in every single house. So by the time he goes back to the North Pole, because apparently he lives in the North Pole with all of his elves, he's going to be super, super full. And that's why he's so fat.
He's eating all them cookies and milk.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But milk is racist now. So he's also a white supremacist.
So I guess chocolate milk then, because it's brown. It's not as, you know, it's not as bad. Right.
That reminds me of that joke where that guy was like, so chocolate milk come from the brown cows?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to do the Santa Claus thing, I don't even know.
You're going to do Santa Claus?
Yeah, if you're going to...
If you're going to do Santa Claus, make sure you wear protection.
Right. But they're from the North Pole, so... No, never mind. I don't know what I was trying to say there. But I mean, if you're going to teach your child or your children about Santa Claus, whatever, I mean, that's fine, but it's just weird that people got so upset or kind of like taken aback. Like, wait, you're not going to,
they said that we're destroying the magic of Christmas, even though Christmas is supposed to be about the birth of Christ, you know?
Yeah.
Not about some fat guy who's going to bring you presents and then break in through your window and fly away with a reindeer.
You know what's also funny is that they do the tracker. I think it's like the NORAD tracker. Yeah, they always do the tracker. Like, what are they tracking? Like, how do, they're just tracking some nothing. Like, what are they? Yeah, we're, it's a pretend tracker. You know, yeah, Santa's over now. He's above Boston. And I was like, wait, I don't see anything. What are they talking about? No, he's more, you know, like where the planes are. You can't see them because it's where the planes are at. You can't see a fucking plane 50,000 feet in the air, however high they are.
Santa got hit by a plane.
That'd be like a metal song. Santa got hit by a plane.
That should be the title of the episode.
Santa got hit by a plane?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Speaking of bad parenting, we're also bad parents because we're planning on not spanking our children. Yeah. I got into like some arguments with people. Actually, mostly Christians, which was kind of weird about this. Because apparently they think it's acceptable, or these people who I was arguing with think it's acceptable to spank an 18-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little bit insane to me because our son's only 17 months old.
Right.
And to me, he's still kind of like a baby. Like, he doesn't understand everything, you know? Like, he doesn't understand. He wouldn't understand that type of consequence.
Yeah, it would be kind of, I guess, normalized. Like, oh, I guess you're just supposed to hit people when you're doing something wrong, or you're kind of implanting that in their head that the only way you can get what you want or need is if you incite violence, or not incite violence, but actually,
or it's like okay to get an authority figure to incite violence,
yeah,
against someone else to take whatever you want from them or to get them to comply.
Yeah, which is, this is off topic, but apparently Elon, when he suspended Kanye's Twitter account, he said that when he was showing the swastika symbol thing or whatever, he said that that made him want to punch him in the face. That's why it was inciting violence inside Elon Musk. So I was kind of thinking, wait a minute. So now that this one guy is the head of Twitter, however this guy feels about you personally, he's going to, if he doesn't like you or whatever, he thinks
he's going to use that as a reason to ban you or something. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's like, man, that's
this hat is making my hair really crazy.
You can take it off. It's fine.
Oh, I think it looks worse without the hat now.
Oh.
So thanks a lot. Anyway, here, maybe I should just do what you did before.
We'll just cover your whole face. There you go.
So, I mean, like, I don't understand why it's okay to like, it's okay to hit children, right? And they're vulnerable.
Well, you're hitting them in the butt, and that's,
yeah, that's different.
It's you know, it, there's, you know, it's a muscle, and it's not as sensitive as if like you're smacking them in the face or something, you know.
Yeah, but okay, so it's not acceptable to spank your, like, anyone else, any adults, right, or whatever.
Like, right? if I smack some random person in the ass, they're gonna be like, "What the fuck, man? What are you doing? Are you trying to, like, you want to fight or something?" I don't understand. But then, like in sports, you see guys, you know, they'll tap the butt, or "Hey, good job," whatever. But that's different. That's not like they're punishing. "Hey, I can't believe you didn't get the home run. Smacked you right in the butt. Like, come on, man."
Well, there were people saying in that same argument, they were saying that corporal punishment should be brought back, which would be that teachers can spank kids, which I think is even weirder, because now it's not even your kid and you want them to spank.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a thing back in the day.
Yeah, and look, everyone else turned out from that generation. Everyone's like, "Oh, yeah, I turned out fine." Okay. Sure.
I mean, I don't know.
I just don't understand. And then people were saying, "Oh, you're a lazy parent if you don't want to spank."
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Think about it. I feel like it would be very not lazy to do that, because now you have to figure out a way to teach them without spanking them. This, because I hate calling it gentle parenting, because there's nothing really.
Well, you're still kind of angry and upset about what they're doing, but you're also trying to
teach them.
Yeah.
It's a teaching moment instead of a punishing moment.
Not just for the child, but for the adult too, for the parent.
Oh, because, yeah, because you have to have a lot of restraint on your emotions for this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I hate calling it gentle parenting, because it makes it sound like everything you do has to be
peaceful parenting.
Yeah, I guess that would be more.
Thanks a lot, Stefan Molyneux. I blame you. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, now we're Stefan Molyneux fans.
Yeah. We have a lot of eggs in our fridge, so I guess that makes sense.
That is true. We do have a lot of eggs in our fridge. How many eggs do we have? Like, at least 50 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
We go through a lot of eggs. It's crazy. We eat a lot of eggs. Yeah. You know what? I don't even know what I was talking about now.
You're talking about gentle parenting and spanking.
I don't remember what my point was.
Talking about... Well, I know it's not okay to hit someone else, like, you know, to spank them or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But like, I guess I don't see how it's lazy,
right,
to have to parent in a different way, because it's not saying that everything that they do is permissible. There has to be boundaries, but the way that you enforce the boundaries is without spanking or any type of violence like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that spanking is the same as abuse, because it's not. Like, actual abusive parents would be a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
But that also doesn't make spanking something that I want to do. So I don't understand why that's such a controversial opinion to have.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you're getting backlash on. Well, I'm not going to teach my son about Santa Claus, or
I don't want to lie to him or hit him.
I'm not going to, like, make it a thing. Oh yeah, there's Santa Claus and, you know, all the stuff, and then Santa Claus comes in and gives you presents, but the handwriting looks the same as mom and dad. So how does Santa have the same? That's kind of weird.
Also, like, I would rather just celebrate Saint Nicholas Day.
Yeah.
Instead of telling him that Santa Claus is going to come on Christmas.
I mean, we also have to kind of face the fact that it's going to be inevitable. He's going to know about Santa without us anyway, because he's going to hear it.
Yeah, but on at least TV, he's not gonna,
"Hey, who's that guy in that Coca-Cola commercial?"
He's going to know who Santa is, duh. But, like, he will know that it's not real.
Yeah.
Or at least the modern day version of Saint Nicholas is not real.
You know, like the tooth fairy comes in after you lose your tooth gets, comes out of your mouth, and you put it on your pillow, and then you go, "Oh, yeah, there's a dollar. How did this come in? Oh yeah, some fairy came in.
Yeah, but you know, we have to adjust for inflation, so it's probably
like $5 now or something.
$5-$10 now.
It's enough for about a gallon of gas, right?
Is he driving at age 6?
I mean, who knows what gas price is going to be when he's older, when he's able to drive.
Oh no, what if it's hyperinflation by the time he's losing his teeth? And be like, "Here's an $100 bill.
This is it? $100? That's it?
I can't even buy a stick of gum with this."
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Anyway.
I just think it's funny that the things that people get upset about
Anything that has to do with parenting usually pisses someone off. So,
well, it's mainly it's mainly the last thing. It's mainly because they're doing it, so they don't they're trying to
feel better about their
Better that they're doing it. They're justifying it. And I mean, you know, we're not gonna do that. But if you're gonna spank your child, then more power to you.
More power to you.
Yeah, more power to you.
Make sure that your hand really, really powerful.
You know.
Stop it.
Anyway, yeah. Speaking of parenting,
as everyone should know, I am very pro breastfeeding, even though it didn't work out for me. And I'm also very pro breastfeeding wherever you need to breastfeed. And sure. I don't think you should have to wear a cover because it's super, super annoying to wear a cover, especially if it's hot. Baby doesn't like it. You got to check the latch sometimes, especially if it's newborn. Mm-hmm. So I understand if you don't want to wear a cover, there are other discreet ways to do it.
Like what?
You can wear one shirt and another tank top underneath and then pull the tank top down and then pull the shirt up. And then it's only a little space that the baby needs to breastfeed. So that's one way you can do it. Or you can just pull your shirt up a little bit and have them go right underneath. Mm-hmm. Or you can wear like one of those shawl things like in the winter. And then the baby can only just, you know, breastfeed and it would cover the actual boob part.
Yeah.
Even if you're wearing like one of those shirts where that like it cuts down the middle, or like one of those shirred dresses where you can pop out the boob. You can pop out the boob a little bit and then feed the baby. I think that's acceptable. And I don't understand what the big controversy is on that, but apparently people are also upset about that. But there is a limit, okay? There is a limit. I don't think you need to strip in the middle of Target to feed your baby. And that brings us to our weird news article. So this is from the New York Post, and it says in the title, "I am slut-shamed, quote-unquote, for breastfeeding in public just because I'm busty." And so there's this lady who is pro-breastfeeding in public, which is fine, like I said, but she is popping out everything, taking off her entire shirt right in the middle of the grocery store. Like, and then she's like smiling and posing for pictures and videos for it. Like, okay, now it's getting weird.
Sorry, the New York Post, they always have, I don't know. It's like a dad joke or something in the beginning. It's like, this mom's got some knockers and they're virtually shaming her for breastfeeding her toddler in public.
That's the other thing. Okay. Like, one reason why I'm pro breastfeeding in public is because sometimes the baby is hungry and they need to eat right now. Mm-hmm. Especially when the only thing they have is milk, you know, like especially when they're under 12 months old. But okay, like if you're a toddler, you can wait. Okay. Like, or you can give them a regular snack. Like if you're in the grocery store already, why don't you just get them some food? They don't have to breastfeed right now. That's my opinion on that. So apparently she's doing this for TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
and she claims that she's doing it to normalize breastfeeding, but these types of people are the people who give public breastfeeding a bad name, in my opinion, because you don't need to take off your whole shirt to breastfeed your baby. Like going, also, right, she's breastfeeding a toddler, so the toddler's sitting up in the car.
So both of her tits are out, and the other one's just there.
Yeah, or it's like half out.
Yeah.
And you, like, really? It's ridiculous. Like, you don't need to do that.
Regardless if you are a man or woman, if you saw that's distracting. Like, the fuck? Like, why is some lady this happening?
Especially,
you would think there's something wrong with her, or she's like homeless or retarded or something going on there. You know, what's going on with this lady? Why is she just...
Well, there's also the fact that she's filming it for TikTok. So that's super weird. Can you imagine, like, hey, can you take out your camera and start? I'm about to take off my clothes and feed the baby. Can you?
Yeah,
like,
sure, I'll film that for
can
you.
Can you film that for me? Three. Let me just take out my boob and I'll just stick
it in
his mouth.
Do you want to zoom in on your tit while you?
Yeah, can you just zoom in right here so I can normalize breastfeeding? Okay, so, like, I don't know if here, let me see if it can you. Oh, it does. Okay. So the worst part about this that this lady is an OnlyFans model.
Ooh, but you didn't see that one coming.
So, I hope she's not posting these on OnlyFans, because that would be considered, you know, I can't say the word, but you know what it would
be. I mean, come on, look at this. She's like,
this is ridiculous.
Like, what the hell? The fact that people think feeding my child makes me a slut is outrageous. I gotta say it's slut on TikTok.
You're still a, wrong or you're still a slut though, because you're on OnlyFans.
And stunned social media disparagers weren't at all shy about bashing the milking mom for a risque display. You have no class, spat a commenter, slut shaming her for partially disrobing. Arrest her for indecent exposure, jeered another. Only dogs would do this kind of shit, another detractor barked.
Who is this writer? Anyway, go down. Yeah, so she's an OnlyFans model. And I'm thinking that she's doing this campaign on TikTok to promote her OnlyFans. But don't you think that's really gross? Because it's like, okay, so in the context of breastfeeding and pregnancy and raising a child, the breasts are there to produce milk to nurture the child. But she's using it as a sexualized, like, view.
Yeah.
So that, like, oh, she's an OnlyFans model? Well, I've seen her entire tit, so maybe I should go check it out on OnlyFans. Like,
this doesn't look like a Target. This looks like she's in Walmart.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've ever been to Walmart, well, I mean, maybe she'd fit in. I don't know.
Okay, so the other side of the argument came to her defense. And the article says, a number of breastfeeding advocates came to the chuckling mom's defense against detractors, arguing that her exhibition is totally normal, or totally natural, excuse me. That's right, mama. Feed your baby. If you had smaller breasts, these comments would be different.
No, if you're still taking off your entire shirt, even if you have a flat chest, I'm sorry, but that's weird.
WTF else is the kid supposed to do? Starve?
It's a toddler. You can get them a snack. You can just buy them a granola bar, okay? The kid looks like they're at least 1.5.
It's natural. Well done for feeding your child, mama. Do what's best. People just need to normalize it, said an equally approving backer.
And again,
I mean, come on. Like,
there's no need to do that. Like, come on. Or at least go sit down somewhere where you're not in the middle of the store.
You see, but when a critic challenged the mom's motives for unreservedly sharing her breastfeeding ritual, saying, you're not trying to normalize it, you're sexualizing it. No, darling, the mother asserted. That's your mind sexualizing it. There's nothing sexual about this video whatsoever.
Okay, then why are you promoting your OnlyFans on TikTok then?
I don't know. She's got to make money, I guess. I mean, that's her mindset. Well, I got to make money, so let me see.
I got to make money, so I'm going to show my breasts on TikTok, and then maybe somebody won't sexualize it. So what are we supposed to do? Just pretend that's not sexual, even though you're taking off all your clothes to breastfeed?
But, you know, if she had A cups, it would be – no one would be – or, you know – no one would be mad at her. Oh, that's fine. It's whatever. But since she has big breasts and she ain't a white lady, I'm surprised no one was saying that. I mean, maybe there were, but in the article they didn't say. But maybe there were some. Like, I'm wondering why people are so mad at her. Maybe it's because she's not white. If she was a white lady and pretty, you know, beautiful, you know. So, do you think? What do you think about that argument?
I think that's retarded. Yeah. I'm pro breastfeeding wherever you need to breastfeed, but please have some sense, and also don't promote your OnlyFans while you're breastfeeding, okay? If you have a child, you probably shouldn't have an OnlyFans. I'm just going to say it, okay? Sometime that kid's going to find it, and it's not going to be good.
So, like, if it's just a mom, what if it was a mom not doing anything sexual? It was, oh, you have an OnlyFans, but you're like, reading books or something.
No, well, that's okay. What are you talking about, Julie Borowski?
Yeah, that was funny. Oh yeah, I'm. What was he doing? She was reading the Constitution, but she was doing like you know.
And then she was like, "I'm gonna wear a bikini," and then she wears like a full set of clothes and then a bikini over top of it.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that Dave Smith made an OnlyFans to put his podcast on.
Does he even?
Or he put like live streams on there or something.
Yeah, it's where he'll do that for a little while. And then he did that, what is it called?
Clubhouse?
Yeah, Clubhouse, yeah. That's another, like Clubhouse, I think, because now that Twitter has the spaces, there's no reason for anyone to use Clubhouse because it's just use a space. It's almost pretty much the same thing, right? Anyway. So, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you so much for watching and listening. Really appreciate it. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, Spotify. And if you're able to leave a comment, then please tell us how much you love the Hapa Ethnostate. That really help us out. It'll help the algorithm for us to, for our show to grow and to spread it around.
Take the breastfeeding thing off.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right. Yeah. So you can, again, like I said at the beginning, follow us on social media at Thoughtpatarian and at Petite Nikoko. And yeah, I think that's it.
All right. We'll see you next week, or maybe we won't.
Yeah. Bye. Maybe. We'll see.